program that we teach that starts with the fundamentals of floating before we actually learn swimming. This program is targeted for those children that ages 6 months to 4, and what we want them to do is we want them to get comfortable in the water, and if they accidentally fall in the water or find themselves in a trouble situation, they can roll over their back and float. When we launched this program, we were the only one in the state that was actually teaching this milestone program. So I do want to give a shout out to our Northport Rotary as well, who sponsored this program here at the Aquatic Center and actually paid for a trainer to come in all the way from Nebraska, where this program originates there. We practice and we go through what's called milestones here. So as soon as the kids progress through the milestones, we can continue moving on through them. And at the end of it, it's a pretty awesome program when they graduate. It's one of the final things that they do is they jump in fully clothed and they have to turn over, roll over on their back, and actually be able to scream for help at that point in time. It's just an awesome segment program that leads right into our Learn to Swim program. So that way we can make sure we're keeping our kids safe in, on, and around the water.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today is Thursday, September 18th, 2025. It is 5:01 p.m. We're in city chambers, and I call the City Commission special meeting to order. Commissioners present, Commissioner Duval, Commissioner Langdon, Mayor Stokes, Vice Mayor Emmerich, and Commissioner Petro. There's a quorum present for the meeting. Also present, City Manager Fletcher, Interim City Attorney Golan, City Clerk Faust, Board Specialist Lindner, Deputy Chief Morales, and what do we got? Deputy Chief Hurley. Frankie, would you be kind enough to lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alrighty. Looking for a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
And a motion by the Vice Mayor, seconded by Commissioner Langdon to approve the agenda. Let's vote. And that passes 5-2-0. City Clerk, public comments?
Debbie McDowell. Good evening, Commissioners. Health, safety, and welfare is a common phrase said by every commissioner and staff at one point or another. During the FY 2025-26 budget cycle, all of you said public safety is the primary role of the city. Based on the budget workshop documents, the fire department gained 8 new employees and MPPD saw no increases to their staffing levels. I applaud your desire to revisit the MPPD staffing every few months to determine if positions can be filled as money becomes available. Did you know there is approximately $100,000 available in this budget right now? Yes, right now. Two simple no votes would go a long way in showing the MPPD and the community you are genuinely concerned about the lack of additional staff that wasn't added to the MPPD this year. After all, the priority is public safety, not creating a communications department or an IT department, which only increases the salary of one employee in each division. By no means am I discounting the great work they do for other departments and for the citizens. As a matter of fact, I have repeatedly said they do a fantastic job. However, I couldn't imagine the IT manager or communications manager doing anything less than what they do now if they were to remain a division. The $100,000 could be used to hire another police officer or possibly 2 or 3 additional support staff in the police department. Please vote no to creating 2 new departments. Show the citizens you mean it when you said public safety is the priority. Hannah Rose. I previously reached out by email regarding the new ordinance adopted in Putnam County, Florida, that strengthens residency and activity restrictions for registered sexual offenders and predators. Unfortunately, I have not received a response from anyone within the city, not even a simple acknowledgement. I understand that our city is short-staffed and behind schedule, but this is a matter that directly impacts the safety of our children and families. Putnam County's ordinance expands protections beyond the minimum state requirements. It increases residency restrictions to 2,500 feet from schools, childcare facilities, bus stops, parks, and playgrounds, prevents clustering of offenders, limits their presence in multifamily communities, increases accountability through updated registration fees, and prohibits participation in Halloween and similar events that draw children. Violations are enforceable with real penalties. Importantly, Putnam County has already done the hard work of drafting and adopting this ordinance. Northport does not need to reinvent the wheel. Our leaders can use Putnam's ordinance as a model, make adjustments as needed, and move quickly to enact it here. The framework already exists, saving valuable time and resources. I did have a conversation with Mr. Stokes, and while I believe he wants to help, I left with the impression that the responsibility to push this forward rests on residents rather than leadership. That is discouraging. Citizens should not have to do the legwork of routing ordinances to legal or the city manager. We elect and trust our leaders to act decisively on matters of public safety. Our community deserves the same protections already in place in Putnam County. I urge you to take immediate action and direct the appropriate departments to review and draft a similar ordinance for our city. Please do not let this request go unanswered. Silence communicates indifference, and indifference on this issue puts children at risk. In person, we have Vowdy Oleander.
Good afternoon. I am Vowdy Oleander. I come here in peace. I have a dignity. Stokes, I am instructing you to remove cup of my back, learn English, and obey the your oath. Country of Albania has adopted the world's first AI minister in attempt to combat corruption. A member of cabinet who is not present physically, but has been created virtually. Since current government employees cannot be trusted. But who write the codes, control the software? Society is fallen to the point that robots are trusted more than human beings. I don't consent to 2026 budget of $331 million. Since 2021 population grew by 12,877, equal to 15%. Budget grew by 76%. Fire rescue grew by 8%. Solid waste grew by 33%. Road and drainage grew by 67%. Under pledge, per capita, tax per capita grew from 1283 to 3585, 55%. Is Fletcher manager or mismanager? I bet employees love him. Commissioner, do you vote that you said 100% increase of your salary since 2021? Mr. Petrov, when Stoke asks you why you vote no, answer, because there is no consent from the people. And ask him why you voted yes without consent of the people. 2024 CAF, page 8 of the 2000 PDF reads, at the close of this year, 2024, the city government, governmental funds reported combined ending $220 million. Please explain why this increases. You voted are necessary or not? Show me one benefit from all these increases that benefits me. Is my life easier?
Thank you, sir. All right. Moving on to public hearings. Got ordinance second readings, ordinance 2025-26. City clerk, if you'd be kind enough to read by title only.
Ordinance number 2025-26, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, activating a communications department, providing for findings, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. City manager, your item.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the second reading of this ordinance, which was requesting the change from a division to department for our communications team. We do feel like we have made a valid point and statement regarding the work that is provided agency-wide for them. We do also recognize the last vote that we received for this item, and we don't have any new information to add other than that the amount of this budget increase has been allowed for and would not provide any other undue burden on the city or its citizens. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Commissioners, anything to this item? We spent plenty of time talking about it the last time. Any public comment?
There is none.
And I'm going to close this public hearing and request a motion.
I'll make it. I move to adopt ordinance number 2025-26 as presented.
Second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Langdon, seconded by Vice Mayor, to adopt ordinance 2025-26 as presented. There's nothing more. Let us vote. And while there's three assenting votes and two dissenting votes, this requires a unanimous decision, so this motion fails. Moving on to ordinance number 2025-27, City Clerk, if you'd read by title only, please.
Ordinance number 2025-27, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, activating an information technology department, providing for findings, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, and providing an effective date.
You, City Manager, your item.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This item, similar to the last, is the request to convert our IT division to a department. Once again, this is a request that was put into our budget and allowed for, not asking for any extra funding to make the change that we believe is necessary. No new information other than that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Commissioners, anything to this? Seeing nothing, any public comment? And then I'll close this public hearing. Request a motion.
I'll make it. I move to adopt ordinance number 2025-27 as presented.
Second.
A motion by Commissioner Langdon, seconded by the Vice Mayor, to adopt ordinance 2025-27 as presented. There's nothing more to it. Let us vote. And as with the prior motion, this has three assenting votes, two dissenting votes, requires a unanimous vote in the affirmative to pass, so this fails. Moving on to ordinance number 2025-24, I need a motion to direct City Clerk to read by...
No motion.
I'm sorry?
No motion, it's second reading. It shouldn't have a motion on there.
It does require a motion to. Okay, don't need a motion. All right, then if you'd be kind enough just to read by title only.
Ordinance number 2025-24, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, adopting the ad valorem millage rate and rollback rate for the fiscal year beginning October 1, 2025 and ending September 30, 2026, providing for findings, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, and providing an effective date. Section 2.01, the general municipal millage rate and tax levy for the City of Northport, Florida for the fiscal year is 3.7667 mils, which is $3.7667 per $1,000 of assessed property within the city. The millage rate is certified to the property appraiser and the tax collector of Sarasota County, Florida, to be levied for the city's general government operating and capital purposes for fiscal year. Section 2.02, the general municipal millage rate is 0.47% higher than the rollback rate of 3.7491 mils, which is $3.4791 per $1,000 of assessed property within the city.
Thank you, ma'am. City Manager, you want to introduce this item, sir?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The fiscal year 2025-26 tentative budget is based on a 3.7667 ad valorem millage rate, and this rate represents $3.7667 per $1,000 of taxable value. The proposed millage rate is budgeted to generate $39,421,820 in general fund revenues at a 96.5 collection rate. The reason that the ad valorem tax revenues are increasing include personnel costs from 14 additional general fund positions and an increase in facility maintenance for deferred maintenance, a transfer to the renewal and replacement fund for future capital facilities needs, generator improvements, and city share costs on fire station 83 and 84 roof replacements. During the City Commission special meeting held on September 4th, 2025, the City Commission unanimously continued ordinance number 2025-24, second reading as presented. We ask that you accept that today. We're happy to answer any questions you might have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Commissioners, any comments, questions? Seeing none. Any public comment? In which case, I'm closing this public hearing. Request and a motion.
I move to adopt ordinance number 2025-24 as presented.
Second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Duval, seconded by Commissioner Langdon to adopt ordinance 2025-24 as presented. If there's anything more to that, let us vote. And that passes 5-0. Moving on to ordinance 2025-25. City Clerk, if you'd be kind enough to read by title only.
Ordinance number 2025-25, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, adopting the non-district budget for the fiscal year beginning October 1, 2025, and ending September 30, 2026, adopting the capital improvement budget and program, prescribing the terms, conditions, and provisions with respect to the items of appropriation and their payment, providing for supplemental appropriations and reappropriations, providing for findings, providing for posting of the budgets, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, and providing an effective date.
Thank you, ma'am. City Manager, your item.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This request is regarding the non-district budget and capital improvement budget. We ask that you choose our new option one, which is to amend the ordinance number 2025-25 to exclude funding for budget proposals related to elevating the communications and information technology divisions to departments. Happy to answer any questions, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Commissioners, anything to this item? Seeing nothing. Any public comment?
There is none.
Then I'll close this public hearing and I'm looking for motion.
I'll make it. I move to adopt ordinance number 2025-25 as presented, removing the elevation of communications and IT from divisions to departments.
Second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Langdon, seconded by the Vice Mayor to adopt ordinance number 2025-25 as presented, excepting for the elevation of both IT and communications from divisions to departments. There's nothing more to that. Well, let's vote. And that passes 4-1 with Commissioner Petroff dissenting. Commissioner?
Thank you, Mayor. I do believe that this budget is excessive as it relates to the proportion of the growth of our city. As a board, we requested $3 million in cuts by the direction of the mayor, and I didn't see the actual cuts in the form of actual cuts. So with that, I'm voting no on the budget.
Alrighty. Moving on, any general public comment?
There is none.
That then, it is 5:18 and I am adjourning this meeting.